This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
The 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, there is a very disgusting and disturbing trend that I guess is going on in the sexual world called stealthing. When I first saw stealthing, I'm thinking about the aircraft, right? You know, stealth aircraft. But no. Apparently, the act is where a man in the middle of sex takes off the condom or destroys the condom, such that he could, quote-unquote, spread his seed. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how bacteria may have a bigger role in why we get heart disease and stroke. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about, boy, how many times am I saying talk about that? There is a little baby caterpillar that I guess could help us eliminate plastic pollution, as it likes to eat plastic bags. This little caterpillar may actually save the world. We're going to talk about how this gentleman, this man from Utah, was initially died a lung transplant after the hospital found that he had smoked marijuana, and the man unfortunately had died, and the family is angry, obviously. And we'll talk about marijuana and lung transplants. Mississippi is starting to recruit homegrown doctors because they have a pretty big shortage. We'll tell you what they're doing. Aaron Hernandez's Patriots tight end, who had been serving jail time for Odin Lloyd's death. However, he was acquitted of two subsequent murders. He has been he had killed himself in jail last week. They are now going to examine his brain for CTE, which obviously is at the front of everyone's mind, how somebody could be violent, allegedly kill somebody, and if there's a relationship to his football days. There was a three-year-old child who has died because a car power window closed on his neck. We'll tell you about what happened there. So you can see we've got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we have this little baby caterpillar. Cute little baby. I love caterpillars. They're so cute, right? Because caterpillars, they later, you know, make a cocoon, right? And then they turn into a big, beautiful butterfly. Well, I guess this is the wax worm. The larvae of the greater, oh yeah, they could also turn into moths. I forgot about that. So the larvae of the greater wax moth is considered a huge pest in Europe, according to CNN, because it acts as a parasite in bee colonies. However, it's got some bizarre eating habits. And apparently it likes to eat plastic. An amateur beekeeper in Spain discovered this when she plucked some of the pests from her beehives and put them in a plastic bag. The worms eventually ate little holes in the bag, chewing through the plastic at an alarming rate. So, if they actually can break down plastic or polyethylene, which is the non-biodegradable plastic, that is, I guess, an issue when it comes to landfills, etc., we may have something here. Now, my first thought is these bugs are smart. They know they saw that it was transparent. They could see light coming through the bag, so they just decided to chew their way away to get out. I don't know if they would do it by choice to save the world. But the beekeeper's name is Federica Bertolcini. She's a scientist at the Institute of Biomedicine and Biotechnology at Cantabria. She and two researchers from the University of Cambridge Department of Biochemistry put together a study to see how these little baby caterpillars were good with the plastic. She said the team found that wax worms broke down the polyethylene plastic bags faster than other recently tested methods. They say there are still more tests that need to be done, but if scientists can replicate whatever causes the breakdown, is it an enzyme in their saliva, let's say? Is it a degrading process that, mixes some sort of, biofilms with it? Maybe it's the bacteria that helps secrete bacteria within the caterpillar's mouth that could help secrete a chemical that helps dissolve it easier. And there's a whole variety of things that they could be studying with this. So more tests need to be done. And they said here, quote, if a single enzyme is responsible for the chemical process, its reproduction on a large scale using biotechnological methods should be achievable. That's from Paolo Bombelli. I love Italians. I know. They just sound sexy, the names, don't they? The team also used a rather analog method. It was an analog method. To make sure it was an actual chemical process helping the caterpillars get rid of the practice and not just some appetite. So to confirm that it wasn't a chewing mechanism of the caterpillars, the team mashed up some of the worms and smeared them on the polyethylene bags. I know they couldn't get away with that in America because somebody would be like, oh my gosh, what are you doing to the worms? But I guess it's okay in Europe. They found that when they smeared dead caterpillars on the bags, it still ate through the plastic. So there is some, I don't know if caterpillar blood or whatever they have on the insect, insect blood, and they have kind of, well, it's not an insect per se, but yeah, it grows into one, but they, I don't know if that particularly could be an issue as well. Does the plastic get into the, GI system, and then as it starts to degrade and get into the blood system, that's where the final phase of metabolism is? I don't know. But I think it's really cool because, I tell you why I think it's cool. I guess when you go shopping in California now, they don't give you a bag. So when you go to Walmart or when you go to the grocery store, you need to carry everything out in your bra, in your pockets, etc. And I find that very, very frustrating. And so I guess you could pay for a bag. Or you could bring your own. I mean, that's the way it was in the olden days. My grandmother, had her shopping bag. She went in, she bought her groceries, she put in the shopping bag, and then she carried it back home. That's just how it went. We all have gotten so spoiled with paper or plastic. I hated the paper bags because my mom would make us fold them. And then that's what we had to clean the cat poop with. So the plastic bags made it sure easy, but it's just not good for the environment. All right. Yay for the caterpillars. All right, let's talk about this stealthing. It's disgusting, but it's a trend. 1-877-DOC-BELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I don't understand why people have to be idiots. And I guess this is a trend. It's been going on for a while. In fact, Julian Assange, I believe, was accused of doing such a thing in the middle of sex. It's called stealthing. And it's a disturbing trend where a man, whether he's straight, gay, it doesn't matter, in sexual intercourse, decides to take off the condom in the middle of it without the partner knowing. This is documented in a report by the Columbia Journal of Gender and Law. Lead author Alexandra Brodsky argues that stealthing is when a man secretly removes his condom in the middle of sex. She says it's a form of sexual assault and should be treated as such. I agree. Couldn't agree more. They say men would, she had investigated and found that on these online communities of social media, and then these online communities of straight men, gay men, etc., they would talk about it. And they would actually give tips on how to, quote, spread one's seed. And I guess there's a lot of people that believe that it is a man's right to do that. Brodsky said, one of my goals with the article and in proposing a new statute is to provide a vocabulary and create ways for people to talk about what is really common experience that just is too often dismissed as bad sex instead of violence. So what she's talking about is people will have sex, the condom will be found to have been broken. Like, all right, well, I guess, you know, something bad happened. And if there is some premeditation behind it, or that was an act that was done on purpose, that's assault. That's some scary stuff. So I guess Rebecca, Rebecca is she's a student who's at a rape crisis hotline, and she noticed that she was receiving more and more calls about women being quote-unquote stealthed. She said she had also experienced the same thing from an ex-boyfriend. She said the stories often start out the same way. I'm not sure if this is rape, but, and they all felt violated, but they didn't have the vocabulary to figure out what was happening. So and this is also a very difficult discussion because, you know, we don't want to dilute the horrible act of rape, the horrible act of assault, right? When you know, those obviously deserve their own tragic categories. It's a shame that these things happen, and they do. However, if you are having consensual intercourse with somebody and you think you are being safe because of a condom and they remove that safety, that per se, that is a huge civil criminal violation medical issue. I mean, this is, you know, beyond comprehension of why a person would want to deliberately do that. Now, I guess if they think spreading their seed is a good enough reason, you really want to impregnate somebody that doesn't want to have your baby? I don't understand that. And then you could be spreading HIV. You could be spreading syphilis. You could be spreading herpes, gonorrhea, chlamydia, trichomonas. You're putting people at severe risk. HPV. So they say here, according to New York Post, stealthing leaves a victim vulnerable to pregnancy or STIs, causes the same type of emotional, physical, financial harm that stems from other more clearly defined violent sex acts. One of the victims Brodsky interviewed in the report called the act rape adjacent. Another victim described what happened with her partner as a blatant violation of what we agreed to. Brodsky continues that since existing laws don't necessarily cover stealthing, a new statute is the best bet. Yeah, see, I don't think there's any cases going on in America now that involve stealthing. And that could be an issue where somebody says, but look, the condom broke. I mean, it's not my fault. The condom broke. Maybe the condom did break. Condoms do break. I mean, this is why, you know, we really need to look at the casual sexual encounters a lot differently than we have. Now, in January, there was a court in Switzerland that did convict a man of rape. When he took off his condom without telling his partner, the court concluded the woman would have said no to sex if she knew the condom would have been removed. So messing around with the condom will, in theory, maybe not yet in America, but in another country, will get you convicted of rape. And I believe it should. I mean, if you're maliciously trying to remove a condom that was supposed to be on when it started, I mean, that's ridiculous. So what is the psychology behind this? Somebody wanting to perpetuate their seed. Yeah, I believe that is I don't know exactly what I would call it, belief system. I don't know if I would call it a delusion, but there are some people that really believe that they are out there to, populate the earth. And it's an animalistic instinct, right? That's why I don't know if we could, even though sociologically it's a taboo, I don't know if we could call it a psychological disease yet. Because, again, this hasn't been something that has, you know, really been talked about, you know, in the States. Well, I don't think it's been defined. But, you know, animals out there, they will, you know, capture as many mates as they can. and impregnate as many animals as they can in the animal kingdom. And that is their instinctual motivation. That's their instinctual behavior. All right? In society these days, no. You're supposed to be monogamous. You're supposed to find one mate, and that is who you're supposed to have children with. Now, it's worked. It's worked for the majority of us, but it doesn't work for everybody out there. There are people out there that do not want to be monogamous. Many of us have met those people, and it's a lot more common than we think. And it's not in nature's, the tendency of the human species, the animal, to line up monogamously. It's not. All right? You know, you're supposed to fall for who you fall for, and then you're supposed to copulate with that spouse, that species, or that sex. Society, we're like, okay, no, you know, if you don't want to get plates thrown at you and, you know, smacked upside the head, and if you don't want to be divorced and taken for everything you got, and we don't want to be put at risk for STIs, no, it's not allowed. But that doesn't mean that the instinct goes away. All right? People would, why do you think porn is such a huge industry? All right? Because people could have their fantasies with other people. You know, being locked down with one person. Right? And, you know, I don't know how my husband does it. I mean, he comes home and there's me. Right? You know, I mean, I sometimes get home from work after him. But, if I have my legs shaved, it's a real good month, right? I'm in a muumuu. I have no makeup on. I got a piece of, I don't know, roast beef sitting there in my teeth. And I'm supposed to expect him to not want to wander in the night. And he doesn't. I don't know how he does it. But he's home with me. All right, that takes a lot of control. That takes a lot of doing. Do you guys remember like X-Men? All right, Mystique in the newer X-Men movies, right? Mystique, you know, is blonde. But, you know, if she didn't have to use that power, she would be blue. But she has to use a lot of power to maintain her looking, quote unquote, normal and not like blue Mystique. That's what I think has to happen with a lot of guys. And ladies, they have to use a lot of, ladies, it's a little bit easier because we have more of a nesting instinct, but there's women that wander. But for a lot of guys, that instinct is out there to wander. Right? And to, engage in sexual activity. But this propagation of the seed, it's a no-no in society, an absolute no-no. And to lie about it and to trick somebody, and that's what's very, very odd. Because that means the thinking is such that they don't care who receives their seed and who rears their seed. See, the reason why monogamy starts to come into play in certain animal species is because they want to make sure that their seed gets to grow up in the best environment possible. You can't just have your lady lay the egg and leave it. That won't work for you. Because you want to make sure that your child lives. That's why penguins, a lot of the guy penguins, take over the whole, you know, child-rearing cell. Like, you know what? I got to make sure that, you know, this baby gets where it needs to go. Right? And does what it needs to do. Gets all nice and strong and be a nice, good, flappy penguin. So, it's in a male species' best interest to make sure that child, that seed, gets to grow up in a very stable, nurturing environment. So that's where this starts to take a left turn. Why would somebody want to impregnate somebody that doesn't even want to get pregnant with your baby? And then, again, casual sex. We need to, you know, change it up a little bit now. All right? You think a condom is going to protect you. We talk about condoms breaking. And now these condoms, I mean, they're pretty hard to break. I mean, condoms are breaking less and less. But, you know, if you have any concern that somebody you're sleeping with can give you a sexually transmitted disease and that you could get pregnant, then you might want to rethink the whole act completely because it's not 100%. You could still get HPV whether he's wearing a condom or not. You could still get herpes. Right? You could still get HIV even. Condoms are very protective, but it's not 100%. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away.
Bye. Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Before we move on, Will writes on Facebook, whoa, 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 I've had the condom break during sex. Does that mean I could get... All right. He wants to know if he could be tried or arrested for rape. Let me just clarify for you guys, okay? Right now in America, okay, there have been no cases of quote-unquote stealthing where somebody purposely takes off a condom in the middle of sex. Okay? There's been no cases. There was a case in Switzerland where somebody was raped, right, and convicted. Or, I mean, somebody was tried and convicted of rape because it wasn't consensual that he took off the condom. And the woman said she would have never had sex with him if the condom was taken off. If you have been in the situation where a condom broke, okay, I sincerely doubt you will be accused of stealthing. But to protect yourself, okay, make sure you are in a relationship or having sex with somebody that you trust is not going to turn around and accuse you. Okay, you know, this is where, and again, I didn't want to talk about this in this next segment. We have to move on, but I think this needs to be said, okay? You know, be careful, people, right? Be careful out there. Anybody can, on one end, again, let's, had issues of assault in our family, this is some serious stuff, and anybody that has ever dealt with assault or has been a part of that, our hearts go out to you. It's horrible. And I don't think any of us not know somebody who was raped, assaulted. It's unfortunately so common. However, what's also becoming very, very common are people accusing others of being assaulted when they might not have been. And that's a big concern for people out there that may have casual sex. Well, what if she later says I raped her? What if she later says, or he later says, I forced myself, etc.? Then you need to think twice about, getting involved with somebody casually. You need to. Right? I mean, if somebody's drunk, I wouldn't have sex with them. Now, I understand, when I was growing up, that's the only way somebody would even be interested in me. Okay? But, I no. Right? You having sex with somebody impaired could put you at risk of being accused because that person is not giving consent when they are completely lucid. You having a condom that breaks in the middle of it, okay, it may be completely innocent, but if it's somebody that wants to later, accuse you, then that sexual encounter was a mistake to begin with. And, we look at sex differently. Before sex used to be something we would use to consummate a marriage. We would use it more for procreation or whatever. Now people are having sex as a sign of friendship. I mean, people are having sex like it's a high five. Yeah, we smashed. It was good. Yeah, we connected a little bit. That's good. But, yeah, we're good. It was good practice. No. Okay, that's not what sex needs to be these days. Okay, you have to be a lot smarter out there. Right? And yes, we do have to talk about the topic, even though it's a lot more rare than unfortunately the true assault happens. True assault happens every day, too often. It happens within marriages. It happens, within friends. It happens among strangers. Assault happens all too frequent. But for those of you that have had some casual encounters that are worried that they could come back and haunt you, I would say from here on out, be very, very careful. It's a frightening thought, but, condoms do break. It happens. I mean, if you don't, I'm not a lawyer. It may not hurt for you to, get some legal advice, if you think something like that is going to, come around the bend. Cause again, I'm not an attorney. You should ask an attorney. Attorneys are a lot smarter than I am when it comes to law. Trust me, I just think something's bad or good. Okay, some lawyers think some bad things are good and some good things are bad. So that's where I get confused. That's why you got to talk to a lawyer. All right, that's kind of what lawyers do. They're really, really good at it. There's the art to law. But what do you do if a condom breaks? I don't know. If I was a lawyer and if I had some legal advice, I would probably say, look, if you're with somebody and this is somebody that you're close to and this happens and condom breaks, I would not leave them in the dust. Say, thank you, ma'am. That was fun. I would go and get some sexually transmitted disease testing. I would make sure she does also. By the way, I think all of you guys, everybody, men and women, should be getting STD testing. One, it's good for your health. But number two, from a legal standpoint, if somebody later claims that you gave them something, all right, you having an STD panel, or sexually transmitted illness panel, looking for herpes, looking for HIV, looking for hepatitis, etc., all those done showing you were clean at the time of intercourse could possibly help you. That's been, there's been a series of cases that have been increasing where, I live in Las Vegas, where people come to Vegas, have fun, person's left with herpes and they sue. You know, and herpes, a condom will not completely protect, right? I mean, you could, skin on skin contact. Condoms only, protect or only cover, certain aspects of the anatomy. It doesn't cover the whole thing. I mean, if you could wear plastic pants, maybe. So, STDs are still being transmitted whether you're wearing a condom or not. And yes, you can sue somebody for giving you an STD if they didn't disclose it. Well, I did tell her, where's the proof? So if, let's say, something like that happens and you guys, wake up the next day going, oh, crap, sorry about that, look at this, wow. Make sure you don't dump them in the wind, all right? Go and get testing. If somebody does unfortunately experience that and is concerned about an unwanted pregnancy, many physicians now can offer Plan B. In fact, I think there's supposed to be certain certain universities are even offering Plan B dispensers in bathrooms. So there's emergency contraception women could take, a high dose progesterone medication to prevent pregnancy. But again, the act of was this intentional? That's going to be debated. And so it's tricky. So I would get some advice. Please also let me know. Teach us. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. By the way, Adrian Peterson from the Vikings is going to be going to the Saints. So that's the latest in NFL news. We're going to be hopefully talking a lot more about football as the draft comes up. But let's switch gears, talk about Aaron Hernandez, who killed himself in prison a few days back. Aaron Hernandez, the brain of which is going to be donated to an academic center that studies a brain disorder linking to playing football, according to Massachusetts officials. Remember, Hernandez was 27 years old, serving a life sentence in prison for murder. He was found dead in his prison cell shortly after 3 a.m. last week, according to a statement from Worcester County, Massachusetts. He aided the investigation, and the death was ruled a suicide. He had scripture written on his forehead. He had the Bible open up. He had the floor of the cell soaked up so that, I guess, if he changed his mind, he couldn't, I guess, stand on as he hung himself with a bed sheet. He did supposedly have a lover that has been discussed in the media at the time, and he had left a note to him as well as his fiancée and his daughter. And the researchers at the center is going to study his brain, the CTE, the Chronic Traumatic Encephalopathy Center at Boston University. And they're going to see if repeated blows to the head that he could have had, I believe he was a tight end, but still could have sustained multiple blows to the brain, that could have possibly led up of a buildup of abnormal protein called tau protein. And this tau could unfortunately have been a cause of frontal lobe disorder, personality disorders, and anger issues. And so the center has already identified CTE in nearly 100 former football players. It can cause memory loss, impaired judgment, impulse control problems, aggression, depression, anxiety, suicidality. And, some football players in the past have committed suicide. Adrian Robinson, Dave Durison, Junior Seau were later found to have CTE after they had looked at their brains. And so other professional athletes, hockey players, boxers, etc., people in the military. So we'll see what happens with that, and hopefully we'll have a report soon. Sad case, 1-877 Doc Valley.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so what's been getting much attention has been this man who was originally denied a double lung transplant because he had used marijuana very rarely, has unfortunately died after actually getting his transplant. All right, let's talk about this. So Riley Hansen was only 20 years old, and this is so tragic, all right? He had apparently smoked some marijuana with his friends on Thanksgiving. And from what I'm understanding, he became sick with pneumonia. And this was a very rare pneumonia. I believe it was a fungal pneumonia. So he ends up getting double pneumonia, and he then needs a lung transplant. And we're talking about a young kid, only 20 years old, and he was admitted to the University of Utah Hospital in December, had to be put on life support 2 weeks later, and had been denied a transplant in early April because doctors found traces of tetrahydrocannabinol, or THC, in his system. And a statement from a hospital spokesperson had said, we do not transplant organs in patients with active alcohol, tobacco, or illicit drug use or dependencies until these issues are addressed, as these substances are contraindicated for a transplant. And this is standard protocol. We're going to talk about that. So the family searched for other hospitals for almost 2 months, and they did find a hospital in Philadelphia who would give him the double lung transplant. So on March 29th, the University of Pennsylvania did perform the procedure. And unfortunately, despite him having the procedure, he ended up dying. So, big controversy over, huge controversy over, you know, why would a hospital refuse to give him the lung transplant? Would that have saved his life? Or, you know, do you give your lung transplant to somebody who may not treat the lungs as pristine as somebody else? But he obviously didn't have a chance to smoke marijuana from the time he got the lung transplant or not. So what's going on here? All right, well, not all transplants take. So unfortunately, he got the transplant, and it didn't work. And he still died, which is absolutely tragic. It's tragic for him. It's tragic for the family. It's also tragic for somebody else who might be waiting for a lung transplant that might have done better with those lungs. You never know. And it's just sad all around. Now, you know, we don't have plenty of organs, and that's what makes this conversation, that's what makes this so controversial. Where if you have a liver, and livers are very hard to come by, there's a lot of people waiting for a new liver. The liver will not go to somebody who drinks alcohol or who abuses the liver. The liver will go to somebody who will not abuse the liver so that there's some longevity with that organ. You know, people in transplant centers want to make sure that, you know, those who are deciding the list and making the decisions want to make sure that that organ, because it is such a commodity, will have as much longevity as possible. Now, this boy was young. From what we understand from his family, he rarely smoked, if he did. Was that enough for him to be denied initially? And would he have lived if he, you know, received the initial lung transplant in Utah? Well, we don't know. We'll never know. You know, there's an argument that he could have unfortunately rejected it anyway and he would have passed. Or there's an argument that, yes, that could have been a better match for him. And maybe, you know, because it wasn't as, you know, a month hadn't gone by, that maybe he would have done better. We don't know. We'll never know. But if you have two patients, one who never smoked, and one who has smoked, even if it's regular cigarettes, they're probably going to give the lung to somebody who doesn't smoke. And so whenever you hear of these, you know, transplant, whenever, you know, you'll always hear of stories where somebody was denied a transplant. But when it could be politically sensationalized. But nobody then covers the story of the person sitting there waiting for that lung transplant that got passed over. If it's not able to get media attention. So obviously, you know, he received lungs that could have gone to somebody else. And it's a shame. And, you know, in medicine, we don't have regrets on who we give an organ to. Because we rarely do, because, you know, we always choose wisely. We won't give a liver to somebody who is addicted to alcohol, you know, or, you know, IV drugs, etc. We will give it to somebody who, you know, got a bad hand of cards, you know, wants to live, wants to, you know, take care of themselves. And you know, even people who have who drink alcohol, they do get dealt with a bad, you know, hand of cards, you know, them being addicted, they're victim to that. But, you know, we want to ensure that that organ is going to have the most longevity. Later, when we can make organs in a lab, then absolutely we could give them to everybody. And I think everybody does deserve a new organ. But you have to prove that you're not going to ruin it. Because, you know, we now at this day and age, you know, we only have, you know, one in thousands of these organs available, because a lot of people don't like to donate organs. And many countries in Europe have had to try to improvise by, you know, making financial incentives or requiring it, or there's a variety of different things going on in Europe now to ensure that there's plenty of organs. And so, you know, if you have smoked marijuana, and this is a very, very important thing to discuss, because now that marijuana is becoming, you know, more and more accepted in society and becoming legalized in many states, what happens when you smoke casually and then the worst luck happens, like, you know, this boy, Hansi, you know, getting a double fungal pneumonia? How the heck did that happen? Now, and, you know, remember we talked about how some of these marijuanas could be tainted? You know, some marijuana can have fungus on them. I don't know if anybody's even investigated that with him. But you smoke something, you get, unfortunately, a bad bout of something. But because it's in your system, you get denied a transplant. You know, this is why we need the government, you know, on the same page. You know, the federal government's going to have to eventually legalize marijuana. It's going to be very difficult for it to be state versus, you know, versus government. But, you know, if you haven't used any, quote-unquote, drugs, whether recreational, illicit, legal, or illegal, you know, should you get first crack at that organ? You know, so you know, we never hear from the other side going, but wait a second, you know, the reason why he was denied, you know, is because, you know, Jenny over here, who's 17, got those lungs. She got the lung transplant. She was a gymnast. She never smoked drugs, you know, whatever. You know, nobody talks about, because again, nobody wants to sit there and try to decide whose life is more valuable than somebody else's. You know, and I don't think somebody smoking pot should mean you get to death sentence. I don't. You know, but we just don't have enough lungs. So we don't have enough organs. So how do we decide? And when you have two people fighting for their life, right, the transplant center has to decide, you know, who should get it. And right now it's, you know, where am I going to get less flack? There's a lot of political push for people who smoke marijuana to, you know, have the same rights as people who don't. And if marijuana is legal, they do deserve the same rights. So this is something that's going to be debated for a while, and it's a very, very sad case. I need to find out what fungus types were found in marijuana. Hold on a second, because I remember we discussed this a while back, but where some marijuana had been had mold on it. Let me see here. There's a lot of here we go. Investigators had found contaminated weed in a California medical marijuana supply. However, that was a pesticide issue. We had talked about mold. We had talked about fungus before. I just have to look it up. Unfortunately, I can't find it right now. But it is a concern. All right? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.